This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
And there was an article at the end of last year from Dean Smith, the Western Australian Liberal Senator, openly gay Senator, saying that the prospect of a parliamentary vote on marriage equality is brighter than ever. We were hoping to speak to Senator Smith this morning. He will probably join us next week on the program. So we've gone to one person who's probably been an activist around this issue for more than many others for a very long time. And I should say he started when he was only about nine. Rodney Croom, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
How many years have you been advocating for marriage equality? It's probably a silly question to ask you, but...
Well, for marriage equality, since 2003, so that was before the Howard government moved to ban same-sex marriage in federal law, as your listeners might be aware, I've been advocating on LGBTI issues for many years before that, especially in Tasmania. Mm-hmm. But I became a strong marriage equality advocate in about 2003. So that's quite a few years now, and I'm still as strongly as ever an advocate for marriage equality. And like Dean Smith, I'm hopeful that we can resolve this issue finally in 2017.
I'm also hopeful. I was just reading that the piece in The Guardian actually says that Smith is the first openly gay federal Liberal parliamentarian, which I think is incorrect. Tim Wilson, member in Melbourne, the member for Brisbane, and Trent Zimmerman, I think it's Trent Zimmerman in Sydney, all three in the lower house, and certainly Penny, they're all Libs. Penny Wong, obviously an openly gay senator as well. Are you surprised by Senator Smith's comments that he's saying that plebiscites are dead in the water and this is only going to be a conscience vote? And is it likely, do you think, that we'll see that conscience vote in 2017?
Well, I agree with him that the plebiscite is dead. It seems impossible for that to be revived now, given the strong opposition in the Senate. And that's, from my point of view, a good thing, because it was never the path. It was never going to be a smooth path to marriage equality, and it was always going to be a very negative and divisive and harmful exercise. So as Dean Smith identified, the path forward, as it should always have been, is the conscience vote, a free vote across the parliament. Labor has a free vote, and the coalition should do. The question is whether that will actually be the case. We know that there's some resistance to that within coalition ranks, which seems bizarre to me, given that the coalition is the party of individual freedom. But the political reality is there is some resistance, and the question is whether that resistance can be overcome. And I think from a purely political point of view, putting aside the merits of the issue, from a purely political point of view, there are very few people in the coalition who want this to continue to be an issue right up to the next election. Because it is no longer, if it ever was, it certainly is no longer a vote winner for them to resist marriage equality. It's only a vote loser. And sensible people in the coalition know that. So they are under pressure to resolve this before the next election. And I think that will be a major factor in seeing this issue taken back to the coalition party room and for a free vote to be granted. And I'm hopeful that that will happen possibly as early as the first half of 2017. Where the issue really needs to begin to be debated in Parliament is in the Senate, because that's where support is strongest and where we're most likely to be able to get a majority in favour, even without a free vote. So even if the coalition doesn't have a free vote, it's possible that a marriage equality bill could go through the Senate, which would increase pressure on the coalition to allow a free vote so that it can be properly debated in the House of Representatives as well, where we know that there's also a majority in favour if there was a free vote.
There is strong support across the crossbench in the Senate from the Xenophon team, Darren Hinch, David Lionhelm, all publicly supporting marriage equality.
Yeah, there is strong support there.
Yep.
So a bill introduced in the Senate, and if it had support, particularly from Dean Smith, so it was a cross-party bill, then that would send a very strong message to the government to allow a free vote so it could also pass the House of Representatives. I guess I don't want to be too optimistic here. I don't want to say that it's a surefire thing. There's still strong resistance within the coalition to allowing a free vote. But with the plebiscite dead and with the election getting ever closer, I really can't see how they can continue to maintain opposition to a free vote.
Ruddy,
the groups that I'm working with at the moment, like PFLAG, National Friends of Lesbians and Gays, Just Equal, Rainbow Families mm-hmm. and others, our focus is on trying to do our best to empower and encourage those Liberals who support marriage equality to take this back to the party room and to push for a free vote. They were really caught wrong-footed in 2015 when Tony Abbott sort of called a party room meeting about this, and then the Conservatives put up the option of a plebiscite, and that sort of overrode and went beyond the issue of a conscience vote. But we're doing our best to encourage those people to actually take the initiative, be strong on this, and go in and insist on a free vote. And I think they have the strength collectively to be able to do that.
Rodney, would you say that because of the sensitive nature and the precarious nature of where Malcolm Turnbull is in terms of his support within the party, that because of if he does really push for the idea of marriage equality and that free vote, it could really unhinge that precarious nature of where he's sitting?
Well, I think that's my point about talking about the Senate and talking about those Liberals who support. It doesn't have to be his initiative. He does seem to be in a relatively precarious position. He's not the strongest Prime Minister we've had in terms of his support within his own party, but he doesn't have to be the leader on this. And it's probably best if he wasn't to some extent, because we don't want to see this issue mixed up in the politics of leadership. The initiative for this can come from, like I said, from the Senate. It can come from those backbenchers in the Liberal Party who support marriage equality. There's quite a few of them. They can take the lead on this. They can be the ones putting forward, you know, co-sponsoring a bill. They can be the ones who are taking the issue back to the party room. They can be the ones who, when they stand together as a group, have the strength to be able to push this through. And so, for instance, we've got an emailing campaign going at the moment targeting those Liberals who are backbenchers, who are the ones who could, you know, move this forward. And we'll be doing work also in their electorates to encourage them to take that initiative. So it doesn't have to be led by the leader. It can be led from the backbench. And that's consistent with how marriage equality has always run in this country. It's been a reform from the bottom up, if you like. It hasn't been a reform that's been led by our political leaders. Far from it. And I think we can actually achieve marriage equality by continuing to have leadership from people who are, you know, like I said, from the bottom up.
Rodney Croom is our guest. He is a marriage equality advocate joining us on the phone. Rodney, you mentioned that this is not sort of or shouldn't be all mired in the politics of leadership. I think those of us that sit sort of slightly to the side of this would actually say it is in deeply entrenched in the politics of leadership, given the deals that were allegedly made between the Prime Minister and certain members of the coalition, both Nationals and sort of some of those fundamentalist right-wing Christian MPs who have installed him into this role, and even though he's won an election, he's still there on tenterhooks and won't have their support should he try and drive this. And I know you mentioned that it's got to be driven from the backbench, but that trouble comes from the backbench, from the likes of George Christensen and Corey Bernardi and others who seem to be those power brokers that do sit on the backbench. How can we get around those particular characters who are fundamentally opposed to any sort of equality?
You're right about the politics of leadership. Obviously, this is interwoven with that, unfortunately. The commitment that Malcolm Turnbull gave to those the people you're talking about in his own party and to the electorate at the last federal election was a plebiscite. And he did his best to get a plebiscite, even though he doesn't personally believe in it, and that failed. I mean, he couldn't have done anything more than he did. So he's discharged his duty to the electorate and to those people who voted for him and to the Conservative backbenchers. Those Conservative backbenchers you're talking about have been working very closely together. For them, this is a defining issue, a very significant issue. And because they have organised well around it, they've been able to control the coalition's agenda. I guess my point is it's time for supporters of marriage equality within the coalition, and we know that there's quite a few of them, to organise as well and as effectively as opponents. And that's what we will be trying to encourage them to do in the first half of 2017, getting their electorate, people in their electorates to encourage them to do that, getting important supporters of marriage equality right across the community to encourage them to do that. And so that they're in a much stronger position when this issue goes back to the party room than they were in 2015.
Rodney, we've got to wrap it up, but in a nutshell, do you think marriage equality is likely in this calendar year?
I think it's...
I know you're hopeful.
We're all hopeful.
I want to go beyond hope.
I think it's quite possible. Those people who think marriage equality won't happen because the plebiscite is dead are wrong. There are possible paths to marriage equality in 2017. We can make this happen, but only if we organise, mobilise, speak out better and more loudly than those who are opposed.
It really is ours to lose, if I can steal the words of Senator Smith from a conversation the other day. Rodney, we're always grateful for your time joining us on the program. Thank you.
Thanks very much, guys.
Good on you. That's Rodney Croom, marriage equality advocate from Just Equal. It would be a wonderful present to us and perhaps lift our spirits a little bit in 2017 if that law were to be able to put into place.
It would be indeed, yes.
Equality achieved.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.